Judah assembled to seek help from the Lord. From all the towns of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Jehoshaphat, now wait, I want you, before I go on, I want you to hear this. I want you to pay attention to this verse. Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord. What's that sound like to you? Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, one of us stood in the assembly of First United Methodist Church of Warsaw in the house of the Lord. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Put a little, yeah, all right. So, do you see what Jehoshaphat's first priority was when he ran into resistance in that scripture? It was to seek the Lord. That's right. It was to seek the Lord. He called his people to worship the Lord. You see, sooner or later, you are going to meet an opposing force. The possibility is in every area of your life, of our life. You have a positive vision, a godly vision of the future, and then the unexpected happens. Here are some real examples that I've heard in my ministry through the years. Eric, I'm a victim of downsizing and I lost my job and our oldest child will start college next year. My husband and I have been dreaming about a baby, but my dad has come down with kidney disease and he needs my kidney. And the doctors say with only one kidney, I shouldn't get pregnant. What about the baby? Parenting has been a positive experience until we received a call from the security office at the mall and our child was caught shoplifting. My wife came home Friday and announced she doesn't love me anymore and she's moving out so we can work on our marriage. What do you do? What do you do? You can quit. You can settle for mediocrity. You can see yourself as a victim. You can compromise and you'll never reach that place that God has set for you, that promised potential. Or you can choose to stand up and praise the Lord. A while back, there was a study conducted on returning prisoners from enemy camps, including the 52 hostages that were held for 14 months in Iran several years ago. They concerned themselves especially with those prisoners who returned and demonstrated resiliency. They wondered why these particular soldiers were so resilient. Those prisoners weren't crippled by their experience. They only grew and became stronger through their experience. They discovered that each of these prisoners of war grew out of a deep dependence on God and mutual encouragement. It's amazing how they figured out how to share Scripture. They wrote it on toilet paper. They wrote it on toilet paper. Many of them knew the Morse code and they would tap out Scripture on the floors with their feet through Morse code. They would pray for each other by tapping out the Morse code on the floor. The prisoners grew in resiliency as they sang and gave praises to God by tapping their feet, by writing notes on toilet paper. If we move back to verse 20 and 21, the Bible tells us they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, O Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God and you will be established. Believe his prophets." When he had taken counsel with the people, he appointed those who were to sing to the Lord and praise him in holy splendor as they went before the army, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever." Now, to be established means that you cannot be moved backwards. It means you stand there. You are a force of resistance, against the force of resistance, and you cannot be moved. You cannot be moved. No matter how strong it is, you cannot move, and it cannot move you back. I want you to take your pencil, and I want you to circle in your Bible verse 21. Circle verse 21 in your Bible. Yes, I am asking you to write in your Bible. I hope you do it all the time. Take a pencil and circle verse 21 and picture this in your mind. Think about this in your mind's eye. The opposing army had all of their weapons drawn with their biggest and baddest soldiers on the front line. And what did Jehoshaphat send out first? When Jehoshaphat had taken counsel with the people, he appointed those who were going to sing to the Lord and praise Him in holy splendor as they went where? Before the army, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for His steadfast love endures forever." You see, worship precedes the battle. Worship precedes our battles. Worship precedes the battle. Let's say that together. Worship precedes the battle. So what is in your life that you are facing? What is it that you are facing in your life? You see, the truer that you are to the purpose of God in your life, the more resistance you'll meet. You hear that?